You're listening to SBS News.
I'm David. I'm 23 years old. I do Bachelor of Arts in Sociology, Psychology.
Meet David, a final year university student in Nairobi. Like most students, he writes essays. But in David's case, it's not just his own coursework. For the past 2 years, he's paid his way by also writing assignments for hundreds of strangers around the world.
Mostly I do from USA.
And do you have any from the UK as well?
Yes, UK also have some assignments.
How many have you had roughly from the UK and the US?
UK and US together, there are 365, roughly 365.
David is involved in what's known here as academic writing, or in plain terms, cheating. And so are many of his friends. He says that without this work, which is undermining education in other countries, he wouldn't be able to afford his own studies.
Yes, actually, my parents are unable to sustain my staying in school and paying school fee because we are so many siblings. So I just saw that I have to look for a way to sustain my own self and also maybe to contribute to the family at large.
He's now making enough to even rent farmland and labour to grow crops. An investment in his future, he says. Does he have any qualms about the source of his income?
No, I don't feel compromised. To us, we just know we are working, we are getting legal money. Yeah, we are making ourselves productive.
In a busy cafe in town, I meet Kennedy. Once a teacher, he's now a five-year veteran of the cheating industry. And he employs a team of freelancers to cover all the orders that come through big essay mill websites where foreign students commission work. Many of these sites are based in the US and Eastern Europe, and their cut is up to half of the fee. But for Kennedy, he's still making good money.
How much I used to earn as a teacher, back then it was solid compared to what I earn right now.
And do you ever think about the fact that you're writing these essays for people with a lot of money who can pay you and are then going on to graduate and have very good jobs that probably pay more money to them than you are getting paid?
Yes, but then you realize it's not a competition against them. It's a competition against poverty.
But even in the prosperous surroundings of Nairobi's multimedia university, some students are engaged in essay selling, to the exasperation of lecturers like Dr. Gladys Moronachio.
Of course, I hate it. Personally, I don't believe in cheating. I tell my students it's not ethical, it's not right. It is a matter of survival for some people. Actually, for some, this is the only work they can do for now to have their family surviving. So it is kind of a dilemma.
She feels the greatest responsibility for doing something about this problem lies with the countries whose students are the main customers. Some countries on the other side are now taking action. Last year, Australia banned essay selling services, and similar legislation is being considered in England. But it's not yet clear how effective this will be in stopping a trade that crosses international borders so easily.
That's it. We'll consider.